Istanbul's chief prosecutor, Aykut Cengiz Engin, told a news conference that 86 defendants have been indicted on terror charges.
Bu soruşturma sırasında şüpheli olarak ifadeleri alınmış bulunan...
He says the indictment covers crimes such as forming an armed terror group and attempting to overthrow the government by force. The nearly 2,500-page indictment is the culmination of a 13-month investigation sparked by the discovery of a cache of arms and explosives in an Istanbul suburb. The investigation, held in secret under Turkey's strict anti-terror laws, led to the detention of dozens of people, including alleged mafia members, businessmen and retired military officers. The prosecutor says the plotters sought to bring chaos to the country.
El bombaları sebebiyle başlatılan ve olaya müteakip yapılan...
Cengiz says the defendants will face charges of seeking to provoke civil unrest, public disorder offences, provoking disobedience within the army, and possession of explosives. He says the court has to decide whether to accept the case within 15 days. The alleged conspirators are claimed to have called their gang Agenakon, the name of a mythical land where Turks were once said to have sought refuge. Since 1960, the army has forced four governments from office. The deputy editor of the Turkish daily Taraf, Yasmin Çongar, says the case is a key moment for Turkish democracy.
If Turkey manages to go to the roots of the Ergenekon gang and to basically kick them out of the state structure, then we can become a democratic country. If we don't do that, you know, it's going to be more coups and more interference in politics by forces we don't know.
But critics of the investigation have attacked both its methods and motivation. Many of those arrested have been held for months without charge. Critics also point out the last arrests were made on the same day Turkey's chief prosecutor presented a case to the Constitutional Court that calls for the closure of the ruling AK party on charges of undermining the country's secularism. The two cases are polarizing Turkish society, with both sides accusing the other of using the judiciary for political purposes. Analysts say it's not only the defendants on trial, but also Turkey's legal system. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.